Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Lifetime movies.
I'm Patrick Serrano, and I am a Lifetime movie expert.
I'm Dan, and I despise Lifetime movies.
And this is the Deck of Lifetime Encore podcast. Go. Go, Dan. Dance it out. Dance it out.
Practice at my
truck.
I eat barbecue in the South.
All right. Dan, thanks for coming in for that quick second. Brian's going to come in and fill in for you.
You sound terrible. You sound bad. Here, man.
We're giving Dan the day off today for sickness and health. But that's okay with us. We got Brian here who has done just as much work as Dan does on this particular podcast because he doesn't have to watch the movie.
I see why he loves doing this.
It's an easy tag in, I think. But Patrick, you and I have watched this movie and we're excited to talk about it. But first, Patrick, we are just 2 days until Christmas. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. And then I don't know if you've heard after that, it's Christmas Day. Are you excited or are you burned out by the Christmas? Because you've been covering so many movies. Where are you at?
I have been covering a lot of them. So I've been in Christmas forever, but so has anybody listening to this podcast. So they feel me. I think that last like week before Christmas, like you're less focused on the Christmas movies and more around like the people around you, you know? So you don't have as much I don't know. So it doesn't feel as much of a burden the Christmas week because there's not as much coming out.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's one of the questions that people ask me the most is, does doing this podcast affect my love of Christmas? And it does not. Like, I still am just as giddy as I would have been had I not been doing this podcast. And I know watching Christmas movies beginning in mid-October might seem overwhelming, but I don't know. Brian, since doing this, do you feel like it affects your love of Christmas?
No. It feels weird when you realize other people aren't in Christmas so long, so hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the life we live.
Right.
So it feels normal.
And like the beginning of November when I was putting the Christmas lights on my house and no one else was joining me in this, I was like, because people on my street normally decorate for Christmas. Is no one going to do it this year? And then they all did it at Thanksgiving, like normal people do.
Like,
and I was like, I'm the weird one here. I'm the one that kind of jumped the gun, I think.
It's good. You get really organized with your Christmas stuff first. Like when it's time to put it away, you're like, I'm ready to put it away. I don't need to keep this up. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like I think we're doing it right.
I think we're doing it right too. I know you spent Thanksgiving with Bunny and her since deceased husband. Do you have any, weird old people that you're spending Christmas with that you don't know, or are you spending it with family?
Just my family. Okay. But we're going to France. We're going to Nice.
Whoa.
Look at you.
Going to Nice?
Yes, Nice.
Wow. You're not going to go see a Nice. You're going to a place called Nice?
Nice, France.
It's Nice. It's spelled like nice.
That's right. Nice. Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So, I'm getting all the family time, like holidays and then like New Year's European vacation type of thing.
That's fun. Have you ever spent a holiday in Europe?
I'm not sure a holiday, but I've been over there.
Yeah, I've never been there before.
Do you guys bring gifts with you? Are you not doing gifts? Like, how do you coordinate that with everybody?
Yeah, so we'll just do gifts. Like, well, we don't really do gifts anymore because we're all grown ups, except for the nephews. So nephews get presents, and then everybody else get like a high five, and that's it. Mm-hmm. It's more about the quality time together.
Everybody's getting a gift. That's gift the card to the
your
the
presence.
Bakery down.
Your presence is the present.
That's right.
We would do like Secret Santa, but I didn't organize it this year, so it didn't happen.
You know, the secret is it's not happening.
The secret is, though, don't tell anybody. We're not doing it. What if you show up and everybody else has gotten gifts and you're the only one? Like you missed the memo somehow.
Oh please, like my gift is just me.
That's right.
Being there,
it's a good gift too.
It is.
Every time I'm with you, it's like, man, I need more of this.
What a gift.
Let's talk about today's movie, A Holiday Proposal Plan. Tatiana Ali from Fresh Prince fame and a guy I've never seen before.
TV movie fame. I mean,
yeah, she's all over.
An old pro at these.
She has been on Lifetime. I might be having like my timeline a little blurry here, but like when Candace originally went to Hallmark in like 2012, 2013, when she, like that was going to be the big, like, hey, we got Candace Cameron. This was like Lifetime's pickup. It was like her and Melissa Joan Hart. And they were like, hey, we've got 90s stars too. Is that correct?
Oh, totally. And Tatiana's bounced back and forth. She's been on Hallmark. She's been on, you know, Lifetime. She's not a brand loyal. She'll do whatever.
But she has been exclusive to Lifetime for a few years now. Yeah. I don't feel like I haven't seen her. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think she's done a Hallmark one in a while. But I don't know her contract. I feel like she's the agent for hire, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's always good to see her. And then they paired her with, I don't know, someone who's going through a tough time. Oh, no. What's this guy's name?
Jesse Cove is his name.
Jesse Cove. He looks like he still has MySpace. Like that's what that is, like this emo haircut, like right over proud the eye. Of it. Yeah, and he should be. I mean, the guy's he's pulling it off. It's just I didn't see it coming in 2023. It wasn't how I was expecting to close out my holiday season. Does I was he a little
do the hair flip.
Right.
Yeah.
His known for is Cobra Kai for one episode. And Magnum PI for one episode.
Those are good episodes too.
Yeah.
Both of those were really solid.
He's like an action star.
Yeah, he's an action star. Yeah. Okay. And he's going to bring it in this one. All right, Patrick, you take it away and I'll jump in when I can.
Oh yeah. So, okay. Basically we start with the movie and there's like this pop song in the beginning and it's like a poppy Christmas song and we're in LA, of course. So it's like showing LA stuff and I can't express how much I loved this song at the beginning. I was like examining it and I was like asking like all my AI robot devices to tell me like what the song was and no one could. So I was very upset.
I don't remember this song.
Oh my gosh, it's the whole beginning and it's so good.
All right. While you're doing this, I want to see if I can pull it up.
So it's setting up the world that Tatiana Lee looks incredible. She's amazing and hot, and she works at an LA travel magazine. And she hates to travel, but that's fine.
What?
Yeah, she hates to travel. Like, she's annoyed by it, but...
I don't think it's so much that she hates to travel. It's that she wishes she didn't have to do it as much.
Okay. But, yeah, it's like takes over her life. She has to, like, travel during the holidays, and, like, it affected her relationship where she's been recently through a breakup.
That does get old.
Yeah, you feel for her, but she's one of the top journalists at this magazine.
Yeah.
And she just had like a big successful story over the past year. Like it really went viral and all this good stuff.
It's like a blessing and a curse. She's too good for her own good. Is this the bop?
Yeah.
Well, I like that.
That's pretty good.
Whoa. Is that Alonzo here to shred?
Oh, yeah. We love that.
It's a good tune. Yeah, this is but Nowhere to Be Found?
Nowhere to Be Found.
Oh.
Nowhere to Be Found, but it needs to be on my Christmas playlist because who doesn't love some da da da
da da da da da da da?
You know what's frustrating too with a lot of these movies now? It's hard to get to the credits where the songs are listed and the artists who perform them.
Like, I'm gonna try that right now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try that right now. Because
they rush you right into the next movie in a lot of services. It's hard to figure out songs.
They sure do.
One
of the most asked things on my blog is like, what's the song that played at this part? I'm like, I have no idea.
Shazam is
do it like pop up video. It just pops up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When MTV would do the little like, hey, it's Hoobastank
crawling through the dark.
And you're like,
yeah. Well, the problem is like so many of these songs are like royalty free. So they like just pay this one time fee and it's low. And it's like those songs. A lot of the times aren't available on streaming. And so it's, or on like Spotify or Apple Music or whatever. So I don't know what the solution is. Cause I feel like at the end of the season, they should put together a playlist
100%.
And all the songs are on there and it's great
totally.
Because a lot of the songs that, you know, they buy for cheap are garbage, but occasionally like in da 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 da. That's a bop, yep. And it should be out there.
Yeah. I usually like the royalty free music, girl pop music.
Yeah, so, it can hit real good. Anyway, the song's good is the moral of the story.
Summary.
It is. So Tatiana like does this. It gets a little confusing. There's a Bestie Gal Go travel show.
Bestie Gal Go.
Bestie Gal Go travel show on the Gals Gone Global network.
Wow.
Which, you know, you can't say Girls Gone Global because that will make you think of, you know, early 2000s,
Girls Gone Hallmark?
Late night television, right? close. So she has a lot of success from this, whatever this show was, and her friend, her LA blonde friend Brie, hosts that show. She's a host.
Yes,
which isn't a job in the United States, but in like London, it is.
What if it was a job though?
Imagine a host, that. A presenter.
Yes. Yeah,
that's what I would want to be. A host.
You'd be a great host.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Well, you just like show up on like Love Island and they're like, hey guys, are you in love yet? All right, I'm going to go back to my thing. See you later.
You'd be an excellent host.
Yeah. Right? Walk in slow motion.
I feel like you'd be excellent for 2 to 3 days. And then by the third or fourth day, they'd have to drag you out of your suite. Like, Patrick, let's go. You got your towel on. You're just.
I'm on vacation.
They're not in love. Trust me.
She gets like a task, Tatiana Lee, to work during the holidays. But all she wants to do is play gin rummy with her dad and watch Christmas movies with her stepmom. But she has to write an article about the holidays, and she's talking with her friend Brie. They figure out this is confusing. They figure out like they want to do something with like travel in the holidays, and Brie was about to be proposed to, but then she gets broken up with by her boyfriend. So they mix the ideas together and it becomes a holiday proposal plan, as it were, in the title.
It's a bit of a mess because I don't like, I was unsure if her friend and her boyfriend broke up or if he's just, because they were supposed to go somewhere, the two of them. And she has to do something for work and he got mad. And I don't know if like she's just afraid that they're going to break up or it's weird because they just kind of like suddenly they're like, what if we all just spent Christmas together? And I was like, I didn't know that was an option because I thought there was work involved. The conversation between the two of them is a bit of a mess.
So basically what you need to know is like, The premise is weak. Okay. The premise is weak. We're more talking about like the vibes of the characters and like their interactions, right?
Right.
So the best friends seem like real best friends, I thought. They were like very silly as best friends are and drinking champagne. But yeah, the plan they devise is not great. So to just add one more layer of complication to things, Tatiana Ali decides to write an article about the world traditions, all the traditions that happen at Christmas around the world that you can do at home. Instead of traveling, you do them at home.
Oh, right.
Interesting.
So that's the angle that we're going to go with. We're all going to spend Christmas and do these things, and it's going to be great.
Staycation with international traditions.
Right.
So they go back to Tatiana Lee's parents' bed and breakfast, which is now closed. There's no guests. It's just where they live now. And, you know, it's going to be Tatiana Lee, her best friend Brie, and they have to get Brie's fiance, former fiance there. His name's Jared. And they need Jared's best friend, Kip. And Kip used to date Tatiana Lee.
Yeah, man, his name's Kip.
His name is Kip.
He's a cool guy. His name's
probably
Kip.
A nickname, though, right? No, full name. Okay.
I think he's just name, a Kip.
Yeah. Is Kip short for anything?
Kipper. I don't know.
Kipper? Kipperuski?
Kipper.
The big Kipper.
I know a Kimmer. I know a Kimmer.
Kimmer?
Kimmer?
Yeah, I know Kimmer.
What is that? Oh, what is that's the name? Kimmer?
Yeah, that's his name, Kimmer.
K-I-M-M-E-R?
K-Y-M-M-E-R? Yeah.
He's a man of a few words, but he's attractive.
All right, classic Kimmer. I've always said that.
You've always
classic
said that. Kimmer. You have.
So yeah, I guess they when Kip and Tatiana Ali were dating, they had all become like good friends, and so Kip and Jared are still buddies. So if anybody can get Jared to come to do this thing, it'd be the Kipper.
Big Kipper.
Exactly. Big and Kipper. They all met at the bed and breakfast like 2 years ago or something. So this is like a reuniting of whatever. So Kip has a farm. He lives on a farm with his family. He has a side swoopy hairstyle that I kind of had that hairstyle in like 2010.
Of course. I can see that. Everybody did.
Yeah. You know, the little side swoopy where you could kind of flip it. A little bit, but
and maybe you had like a stripe of a color, like a blue or something,
bright pink maybe in there.
Sure, yes, yeah. It's like Justin Bieber hair gone emo.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's just tossing his hair, and Tatiana Ali is all like upset that he's there, but you know she. Like, her parents are very excited because they're like, oh, Kip, oh, you guys were so great together. And she's like, no, nothing's going to happen. Then Jared shows up, and Jared shows up, and he's literally blindfolded and, like, dragged to the bed and breakfast.
Whatever it takes.
And he's like, why am I here? Why am I here? You know, like, I don't know.
Yes.
I'm also like, why am I here? You know?
More than fair. And one quick thing about Kip. Kip is clearly bothered by how much Tatiana Ali has to work. And that we don't know the whole story yet, but there's friction like, hey, you always do this. You're always working. And he's basically like, I bet you like you need to go this whole time without working. Like, and she's like, yeah, no problem. And so
for
that's going
to stay like a condition.
I think so. It was one of those things like, yeah, I bet you can't do it. Sure. I bet you can't do this, which is a problem because that's why she's there. She's there to write the story, to do the things. And so there's a bit of not telling the whole truth as to why they're there.
Right. Well, and they bust out into the anything you can do, I can do better. they do that whole thing. It was so weird. And the next scene we see is Kip in a hot tub doing his morning meditations. So I don't know if you guys do this, but just get it like getting in the hot tub right first thing in the morning.
I would like to blame my kids for the reason why I don't do this. I wouldn't do it. I don't think it's one of those things that I would do once and be like, I'm going to do this every day. And then
you do it on vacation. Like when you're in a special place, you're like, I'm going to change my life. I'm going to do this stuff.
I'm
going to
do the hot tub meditation. Yeah. It does sound nice. It sounds like something that you should
do. Everybody says you got to meditate.
Are you big into meditating, Patrick?
I mean, I like yoga, so I guess that's a part of it. But usually during the meditation part, I'm like, "Ugh, what am I going to get for lunch or whatever?"
Right.
So
yeah, I think
I don't
that's
think I'm very good at it.
I don't think you're supposed to do that while you're meditating, but I think everybody does. I don't know.
Who are we, though, to judge how one meditates?
Absolutely. But I do think one thing that you could do is meditate on these ads because it's time for a quick break here on Deck the Homer. You see what I did there? That was not bad. Home Depot. welcome back. It is a holiday proposal plan. There is Kip with his hair shirtless in the hot tub doing his meditation. And Tatiana Ali is upset about this because he's supposed to be at breakfast. That's where we are.
Yes, yes. And he's arguing shirtless. We get our shirtless hunk thing, which is a thing now on Hallmark, so it's not as unique to Lifetime anymore. You know, you've all seen.
I think Lifetime still does it more than. Speaking of shirtless, Can we talk about the quote unquote SEX scene
that was supposed
to be in the country Christmas romance movie?
That's very appropriate because the director of that movie is also the director of this movie.
Well, fantastic. Right. So for weeks leading up to this movie, I just kept seeing headlines of the first ever, scene in a Lifetime Christmas movie. And I'm like, I don't think that that's true. First of all, I feel like that movie that we watched in Christmas in July with Chris Russell and what's her name.
Oh, like, you're right. But that got cut out.
Okay.
Lifetime version.
But what I've seen from the reviews is if that's a sex scene, I've given up.
Yeah.
Then,
it's okay.
Was it all that it was hyped up to be, or was it pretty, Aaron is shaking her head. No, Aaron sought it out.
Yeah. What do you got?
Yeah, no.
What's that?
I read reviews in our double decker group.
Okay, and people are disappointed.
Yeah, I think it was. Is this on?
Holly's never going to be satisfied with a scene on television. I just.
No, I think Hallmark, Lifetime really built it to be racy and spicy so people would tune in. And really, yeah. I just think it's the first time it's been like overtly implied that two characters had sex.
Okay. Were there loud belt buckles?
No belt buckles. He just takes off his shirt. They do a little roll in the hay. They make a roll in the hay joke, and that was it.
That's it.
Is that where they were supposed to have done it hay?
They were in a barn. They were in a barn, and she's like, "Oh, this isn't the roll in the hay I was expecting." Ha ha ha. then it cuts to morning.
Were they coming out of the barn in the morning?
And the daughter caught them, and they're like, "We were just, feeding the chickens."
Of course,
gotta be honest. The perverts out there, I'm sure, are very disappointed by this movie. Yeah, we saw the headlines. Yep. We were expecting something anyway. Kip shirtless.
The shirtless hunk comparison. Let's take the Jana Kramer hunk over Tatiana Ali hunk.
Oh, okay.
If we're pitting them against each other, which I just did.
Apparently that's what we do now.
Shirtless cage match.
All right. Okay. There you go. Now I know. We didn't review that movie. I almost made the audible, but I was like, what are we doing here? So we've stuck with it.
I think we should have. So the Christmas proposal traditions continue. We get a bunch of different things. I listed them at the bottom of this review. That's a good time. Let's talk about all the traditions that we did. So stop me if you've heard any of these. Swedish rice pudding. You put a lucky almond in it, and if you get the almond, you're supposed to get married.
I have heard of that one. Yeah. That's been a staple in Hallmark movies for years. Like, occasionally they'll do the pudding bit. Yeah.
That makes me nervous as someone with a nut allergy.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. Don't go to Sweden.
Stop it, Aaron.
Polish decorating trees with apples. Decorating with apples.
I didn't know about that.
I didn't know about the apples.
Whatever. Good for them.
There's a boot throwing tradition and something with a picking out cherry twigs. And if you get one that grows, you're going to get married from Czech Republic.
Okay. They throw the boot? Who throws a boot?
I don't know. The boot one just kind of came out of nowhere. I was like, what's happening? There's a cedar branch burning. You burn cedar. I think that was from Britain. There's a Ireland women's Christmas where men do all the women's chores and women get to read the paper.
That is what men do. I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Big paper fans over here.
Wear colorful underwear on Christmas.
Okay.
Then they did the King's Cake out of nowhere, the King's Cake, from New Orleans, and then a Yule log. So, yeah, those are all the traditions they do throughout this movie.
Yes, and it's a lot of fun. There are, I felt like a lot of traditions based around marriage, which was
sounds like it
news to me. I didn't know so many Christmas traditions were.
Jeez, the pressure.
The pressure to get married.
Yeah.
But the first tradition that they do is obviously the rice, the pudding one, where you, if you get the thing in the pudding. Yep. And Tatiana Ali is like, I'm going to rig this to make sure that those two lovebirds, find the, what is it, an almond. And so she puts it in there, and then for some reason they're not ready for it yet, so she puts them in the fridge to cool or something. Huh. And that's when Kip comes out, and so the way that she was going to remember it is she put toothpicks in the ones that had the almond in it.
Okay. Oh, I thought there was only one.
There is one, but she had a multicolor one.
Oh, sure, a special toothpick.
Yeah, it was going to hand it to either Jared or the best friend. Kip comes in there, grabs them, takes the things out, Kip. And is like, uh-oh. So what she does is she puts an almond in one, gives it to her friend, and that way at least she gets it.
Yeah.
And Tatiana Ali takes a bite of hers, and she definitely bites down on the almond, and she's like,
nothing.
It was a funny bit. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was good. She's like, oh, it's just undercooked rice. No big deal.
She's funny. Tatiana Ali's funny. Yeah. She does comedy well.
She's good. She's really good. You know, this movie maybe not so much, but Tatiana Ali always makes it worth a watch. Yeah, basically Tatiana Ali's character just kind of rigs all these traditions to make Bree and Jared feel like they're destined to be together.
Yeah, because that's the whole thing. Like, we have to get Jared to propose. Yeah. And so that's the holiday proposal plan. We're gonna do all these traditions,
all coming together.
And like, he's gonna kind of be taking it in via osmosis.
Sure,
that maybe
photosynthesis.
Maybe I do want to get married. Maybe I do want to propose.
Yeah,
that's the plan.
All right, to Tatiana.
No, to the other.
Oh,
to the
Bree.
Friend. Yes, to Bree.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah. Tatiana and Kip are not speaking because she works too much.
Because his name's Kip.
In his
works
opinion.
Too much. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So then the gays show up. There's gays in Lifetime movies always. And they're a couple, Victor and Jonathan. One of them's related to Bree, like a brother. And the other one, they keep calling him Elf on a Shelf. They keep saying, like, dude, you're like Elf on a Shelf. You're so little.
that is brutal.
Like, what the hell? Why are they being so mean?
Yeah.
But basically, they're there to secretly help Tatiana Ali with her story so she can focus more on the romance. So they're going to do social media. They're going to take pictures. They're going to, you know, do all the good things that gays are good at. you know, social media, taking pictures,
sure.
Decorating, stuff like that.
Yeah. It is true. And Lifetime movies at about the 40-minute mark, if you hear a knock on the door, you basically know what's about to happen.
They've
Who's
arrived.
About to come through that door? It's a big hoot. Big, big funny hoot in this movie, I tell you what.
Yep, and they're very shady gays, you know. They're like,
saw them live.
Right? I'm not a shady gay.
I would never say that about you.
But they're like, you know, like nagging everybody, mm-hmm. and I don't know. I can't do it. I don't have it in me. I mean, I really wish I could. I feel like it would make me much more popular with the gays, but. Anyways,
are you not popular? We don't need to get into it. But yeah, basically their whole purpose at this point is to move things along, to try to be that extra oomph that everybody needs.
Well,
but what can you do? But the thing here is we're pretty far into this movie and Tatiana Ali and Kip have still not turned the corner. They're still like kind of cold to each other. Occasionally they'll have like a conversation like about the past and you can kind of tell that they like did, like there's still something there. But anytime work comes up, freaking forget about it. Like just how dare you ever work, basically.
That's tough. That's tough.
Yeah.
What's that?
Does she take breaks at work?
She does take breaks at work, and we take breaks at work, too, here on Deck the Light Down Court. We're back.
We're back.
And it's Christmas Eve. Is that Christmas right? Now in this movie? Is that where we are?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. The best part of Christmas Eve is when you diva sing I don't even know what song it was. You diva sing Christmas carols. It might have been O Holy Night.
I think it was O Holy Night, and they're all like outside and
holding candles.
Holding candles. And I got to be honest, Tatiana Ali went for it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we all knew Tatiana Ali had a single. She had a CD. She tried to do that. It didn't work out for her, unfortunately. But she could sing. She could sing.
The thrill of hope.
Oh, Tatiana, yeah.
The weary world rejoices.
Wow. Is that a clip?
On the ranks, a new and glorious morn.
Totally.
Wow. On your knees. Oh, sorry, Patrick. You go ahead, buddy. I'm in it right now.
I was just gonna say the friend Bree is trying to harmonize with that.
Get out of here, Bree.
Can we pick a note? I can't harmonize with this.
But yeah, let Tatiana shine, Bree. Like, get out of here. We don't need you.
And the whole family singing back up, like mom and dad are there. Jared and Kip are there. The gays are there. They're all backup singers to Tatiana Ali's dream of being a Beyonce character singer. That never happened. It's so sad.
Yes.
So literally the whole song. They do the whole song. Then we cut to Tatiana Ali preparing like a romantic gazebo type of thing with Kip, and he starts to reconsider their breakup. He's like, maybe I was too harsh. Maybe I shouldn't tell you how to work and, you know, what your work commitment should be. Like, that's not my business. Maybe I'm being a little bit of a chauvinist.
Yes. We find out that the whole rigmarole that caused them to break up was last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Yeah.
And she was supposed to go with him to meet his family. Does that sound right, Patrick? And yeah, at the last minute, she got called to go and do this work assignment. Yeah. And she chose to do that instead. Yeah. So he was like, no more of this. I can't do this anymore. And so he's kind of apologizing. And he's kind of like, maybe I should have like asked to come along with you to some of these work trips or something like that. Cause his whole thing is he like is his own boss. So he's like, I make my own schedule. I can do what I want. And I'm like, yeah, man, not everybody's like that. So if you can make your own schedule, then why don't you just make your own schedule with her, like on her way. Like if she's got all these work trips, go see the world or something, you know?
And she works at a magazine. She's probably the only journalist they have on staff for the whole thing. She's writing all the articles. Basically what happens is like her work calls and is like, you need to get this article done. But if you can't, she's like, I can't do it by Christmas. I'll do a New Year's article. So I want to spend time with Kip. And the boss is like, that's fine. Like, you're the one person who works here. So are we monthly? I don't know. Are we biweekly? We just release magazines whenever we want.
We don't have a deadlines. Good time. Yeah. Deadlines when it comes to like journalists, they're just like options.
That's how so subscriptions it's like, work anyway.
It's kind of like if this is the deadline, we'd like to have it. But if not, like, you know, we'll take it when you have it. Really?
We'll push it back. We'll push it back. To
New Year. Paying subscribers won't mind.
No.
Random magazines.
So the gays have to leave, and on their way out, they mention, oh, we'll airdrop you all the photos we took for your article. Mm. And Kip's like, what? Article? He flips his hair.
You promised. You said that you weren't going to work this week. You said.
Hair flip.
Yeah, for real. And Tatiana Lee's like, no, I'm not working this week. I got it pushed. I got the deadline pushed for a New Year story. And he's like, doesn't matter. Christmas, New Year's, you're always working. And like that dude, he needs to chill. He really like popped off. He was yelling.
Huh.
He was very upset. He was very upset. And Tatiana Ali's like, sorry. Oh my gosh, it happened again. She's like, I pushed it back, and he's like, whatever.
Man, she's too good for him.
Absolutely, and that's basically what Bree tells her. She's like, look, he is being too controlling, and if he's going to leave, he should just go. And hey, maybe we should do a best friend podcast to make you feel better. Yeah. I just have all these ideas. I'm from LA and I'm blonde. Let's do a podcast and forget about that.
I love the idea of when calming down a friend, you pitch a podcast. Yeah. It's going to be okay.
So I had this idea.
Podcast? Kind of, we can talk this out in podcast form.
Put on headphones.
Sit
in front of a microphone.
That's actually how this podcast got started.
Dan was
having a tough time, and I said, podcast? Can I interest you in podcast?
So it's proposal time. The title promised there would be a proposal. Jared proposes to Bree, and she proposes to him. Everyone cries and cheers. Even Kip. Kip came back from almost leaving.
Ugh. From the pouty party that he was throwing for himself. Yes, they do go from being on the rocks to proposal. And this was a good lesson. I didn't know that if you just want to get proposed to, all you have to do is over the course of a week, just like subliminally put proposal ideas in your mind.
Into the ether, yeah.
Like I just keep getting the almond and the rice, eventually he'll be like, my hands are tied. Like the almonds and the rice. Like I got to propose and it's got to be this week. So that's good to know. Like, and I think that's for a lot of people out there that might actually come in clutch. When you find your significant other and you're ready for them to propose and maybe they're not ready, just like do a lot of these things and he'll like the person will have no choice. So pretty good news.
Next, Bramblefest, whoever's the celebrity guest is better watch out. Cause I'm going to do this to them.
That's exactly right.
Test it out. Yeah, absolutely.
Test it out.
Let's put this to the test.
On somebody of a note. Yeah.
If one of you guys get the almond, I'm going to be so mad. You're like, you ruined my, So Kip tells Tatiana Ali that they make a good team. She agrees.
False.
It is false. It is false.
They do not make a good team.
Yeah. And he's like, you could write your Christmas article, baby sweetie, but I want you to work and be with me. And
he just he just pulls a full 180. Yeah. He was like, totally. I don't want you to ever work again. And he's like, you should work all the time. Like, just do whatever you want to do.
I wouldn't trust him.
And in her defense, like she is already kind of wanting to scale back a little bit and not work as much. Like that's kind of been some friction in her own life because she does like spending the holidays with her family and stuff like that.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Kip's just over there just being like, do you? I promise I'm going to be fine. And I just say, believe what someone does, not what they say.
Exactly.
Right.
Actions. 100%.
He does apologize for his freak out. And the kiss under the mistletoe, but like, let's never forget the freak out that happened.
Never forget.
And the movie ends with another Christmas banger. This movie should have a soundtrack. That was how my notes end.
Yeah.
Now I do want to update you. I believe the song at the beginning is either Christmas Love. It's a very foxy Christmas.
Oh, what a title.
I can't find a very foxy Christmas anywhere, but it's performed by Foxy.
We love Foxy.
Yeah, we do love Foxy.
Always have.
I don't know. I will keep trying to track this song down. It's clearly not any of the, like, Deck the Halls first Noah. It has to be a very foxy Christmas, and I just can't find it. It's the Journey Blue Publishing put it out. Natalie Major Music, Something Extra Music.
Well,
if someone wants to try to get it, there you go.
This is the same production company that did the
Santa was a football hero.
Yeah, it's the same production company. So,
Santa were a football hero on Sunday night TV. What a weird song. I love it so much.
Right. So they are notorious. This company is called, oh my gosh, what is it? Ninth House, the Ninth House Productions. They go hard on music.
Got to get a contact over there.
They go hard at music. That's what I've always said.
Yeah, I have all the contacts. One of the people is a cousin of a friend of mine, one of the producers.
Oh, wow. How about that?
That's how I get the inside scoop on these on any Ninth House. Oh, yeah.
If that's not foxy, this song is so foxy.
Gotta be foxy.
That's a good one.
All right, now it's time for Pour It Up or Put a Cork in It.
Yes.
Brian, you might not know this, but Pour It Up means you would recommend into it.
Of course.
Put a Cork in It means no thank you, not into it. Based on our description, because you did not watch the movie.
Sure.
What are you thinking? What are your thoughts?
We can't let it breathe. That's a preview show thing.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So I really like Tatiana Ali. Grew up on Fresh Prince, so big fan. Automatically, that puts it in the Pour It Up territory. But the description of this sounds tough. It sounds like it was a bit of a tough go at times. That's unfortunate. I like the sound of the international traditions. That sounds like a lot of fun. That whole almond bit sounds like a lot of fun. Kip sounds like the worst. My head tells me to pour it up. My heart tells me to put a cork in it. Tatiana, you're too good for him. I have to put a cork in this.
Wow.
Unfortunately.
Wow.
I feel bad, but I got to go with my heart. Tatiana, just stop wasting your efforts with Kip.
Yep. There you go. Bran?
This is a hard one because by and large, everyone in this movie's trash. but Tatiana Ali is so darn likable. Oh, yeah. This character that she's so fun in this movie. And yeah. I hate that everyone else around her, namely Kip, kind of Bree too. Jared's just kind of there against his will. But Tatiana and her parents, I think, are pretty fun in this movie too. But Tatiana Ali's character is so much fun that it makes it hard for me to put a cork in it, even though all of these people, I'm putting a cork in it. I can't do it.
Oh, man.
But I am pouring Tatiana Ali up.
Of course.
But the movie, I'm putting a cork in.
That's fair. There you go. Well, yes, Tatiana Ali is amazing. We all know that. The music in this movie, very good. And, you know, just like the general, the shots and everything like that, like the way it looks, it looks good. It looks like it should be good. It looks like almost like a Netflix movie, like the quality, but the story was just really dumb, and I hated the romance. I hated it, so I gotta put a cork in it for
if that's
the central thing of the movie. Like, I was not rooting for this couple. I was like, Tatiana, run away from this man. And if this had been like a thriller, like Lifetime movie, he would have turned out to be the bad guy, you know?
Yes, 100%. Speaking of which, we will be back next week for one more episode, and I think that this was a good call to do this movie. It's a good in-betweener. It's Silent Night, Fatal Night, so you'll still like have those residual Christmas feels, but you're kind of sliding back into your standard Lifetime, you know, somebody coming for you. So it's a I think it's a good option. So we'll be back next week with one more Back to Lifetime Uncorked for 2023. I'm pretty excited about that. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope that you have a wonderful Christmas Eve and a Christmas Day. Safe travels to you, Patrick. And until next time, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas. There's no way we're the first, right?
Deck the Hallmark's of Bramble Jam podcast is produced by Aaron Shea.
What?
For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on the Deck the Hallmark family, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com. Deck the Hallmark is presented by Philo TV. For a free trial of Philo, go to philo.tv/DTH.